The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm translating the retail space into information, signage information. However, the signs must point to goods, and the goods must come by container ship, and therein lies the challenge. Chris, a very good evening to you. The Scala report now flags that we've got lines of container ships in Long Beach, in the port of Los Angeles, in the port of Houston, and I believe there are a number of ports along the East Coast I'm unfamiliar with, also with container ships lined up. We have reports from Los Angeles that it's like a grocery store parking lot on the weekends. The same can be said for Long Beach and Houston. The port of Houston is experiencing a 25% increase year over year with the demand in America. How did we get into this fix, Chris? Is it because we didn't know the vaccine was coming? Is it because the container ships are not able to handle the traffic that we now demand? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. I think there's a number of different factors in play here. Those factors include the labor effects of the pandemic relative to unloading container ships and the speed of those unloads, things backing up and just logistics being out of place. The logistics being out of place is, as an example, it's extremely difficult to get a container to pack out in China today because most of them are sitting off the coasts of the U.S. and Europe waiting to be unloaded. So you have these disruptions that are occurring. You see more broadly in the press the stories of semiconductor shortages impacting automotive and compute and other points. These logistics disruptions are further lighting the fire of inflation because everything now costs more, in some cases by order of magnitude, if it's coming into the U.S., including the transport and the goods within that transport.
Yes, I note you directed me to the Bloomberg Commodities Index, which is a great fun thing of measuring planet Earth, maybe the solar system. And I'm looking at it year to date. It comes from a low that you could expect in January, and it skyrocketed from late March until the beginning of May. Now it's backed off a little bit. Is this a surrogate for shipping, that commodities index? How does it translate what the commodities index tells us about demand and what the container ships tell us about demand?
The way to think of it is that with a number of the container disruptions, that's now translating upstream into many of these supply chains. So you had incredible overheating in the first and part of the second quarter of this year, where everything, steel, wood, metal, any type of commodity that went into a finished product skyrocketed. That bubble started to burst last Wednesday, Thursday in China, principally because the prices had gotten so high, you were starting to see mass cancellations of orders. People could not afford, companies could not afford to buy those products. So that then started to ripple through the Chinese system. The Chinese have come out and said, hey, we need to lower some of these commodity prices coming in. We need to stop some of the overbuying or spike buying that's happening. Otherwise, we're going to lose that finished goods market opportunity. So that supply chain bouncing up and the logistics chain bouncing up in parallel, they're good balance points to each other.
The commission president of Long Beach Harbor, Frank Colonna, says this to his our constituents. We are in the midst of our best trade periods in port history, but we cannot forget that the national economy remains in recovery mode. Okay, that's a warning inside a promise. What is fragile here? Is it the commodities index? Is it the container ships? They're measured in TEUs, 20-foot equivalent units. Is it the demand in the U.S.? Is there anything fragile in this chain, or can we expect it to work itself out in time, perhaps by the fall, and that once the inventory is restocked, those prices will stabilize for shipping? Which is it? One left hand worry, right hand go straight ahead.
I think the worry at this point is the fragility is going to be the greater U.S. economy. If you look at the inflation that's happening now on goods, labor, transit, et cetera, that's starting to tamp or smash down economic growth. With things such as the microchip shortage, when you have a $50 storage component that prevents Ford from building and selling a $60,000 truck, or a $10 diode pack that prevents a Dell or an HP from selling a $2,000 computer. Those semiconductor shortages are rippling and absolutely rifling the industries on many fronts, where the larger products that they're going into cannot be completed, and that's going to have a huge economic impact as you're seeing auto plants start to shut down, do furloughs because of the chip shortages. Chips can be brought in faster because of the density of a chip. But if you look at the container shortages, things such as furniture, aggregates, paper, etc., the bulk items, those cannot be airshipped in and will continue to be subject to these backlogs on shipping, even as more and more shipping is moving to East Coast from Asia with longer times and higher costs.
I read from a report from Morgan Stanley's chief economist and global head of economics in these last days. The U.S. is playing an outsized role in driving the strong global growth story in this cycle. We see global GDP rising above its pre-COVID-19 path from third quarter 21, reaching 6.5% year in 2021 and 4.8% in 2022. That's an extremely rosy scenario that Morgan Stanley's painting right now. But inside that is inflation. Is that to be fearful of, that inflation, or is that good inflation because we're repositioning after an artificial shutdown?
I think you always want some level of inflation, whether that's 2% or less as the Fed might like it or other, but now inflation is runaway, and that inflation being runaway on things such as labor and others is now starting to prevent new construction, housing starts, restaurant build-outs. The costs have gotten so overheated, it's having a deleterious effect on the economy. And the real challenge that you have is that now, as the U.S. is coming out of pandemic, as consumers have a lot of money in their pockets, they're limited in what they can buy. The U.S. being one of the economic engines of the world, Europe is still pretty shaky and pretty shut down. Big chunks of Asia are still shut down. So the U.S. has to be in that position to take that leadership role economically to bring the world back in terms of demand and economics. But if there's nothing to buy in these shortages, it's going to make that a much more painful recovery.
We have world-class consumers here. We know how to shop. Okay. Did we overemphasize the shipping from China, and is it adjustable to shipping from Mexico or shipping from Canada or shipping from other low wage producers? Can we adjust to the China emphasis?
You'll see adjustment, but that adjustment takes years in many areas, especially the more high-tech industries will take years, if not decades. Mass manufacturing, in many cases, did not move to China overnight, nor will it come back overnight. And some of the same challenges to U.S. manufacturers on a global scale, where in China, governments pay for factories to be built, loans are forgiven. The base business conditions here still are not as advantageous as they are in many parts of Asia. So until that playing field levels, you'll continue to see more and more U.S. investment, but it will take time.
Chris, have you heard a timeline that makes sense for working out the backlog of containers? I note that, say Long Beach, it was 21 container ships lined up. Now it's 19. So is there a moment we could say Labor Day or Halloween, in which the container ships will stabilize back to not such a long waiting line?
The best guess now is that Labor Day kind of weekend target, because as you get past Labor Day, then the container volumes ramp up again for the Christmas buying season. So hopefully by Labor Day, it returns to normal, both on price and on timing, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Well, the Wall Street Journal reports the shipping delays that started building up late last year worsened during a normally slack period in shipping demand early in the year. They have tied up inventories in some cases for weeks at a time as vessels wait to reach berths. That's where we are right now, with the commodity index backing off slightly. Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.